Coronavirus, average new U.S. cases hit crest. Begin to drop as deaths increase, but remain below peak levels. By Edwin Mora on July 30, 2020. The army of doomsayers is losing steam as the 7-day average number of new daily coronavirus infections in the U.S. has plateaued after reaching record levels and is even beginning to drop, a Breitbart News analysis revealed. In the United States, the average number of new cases began to drop on Tuesday and continued to do so into Wednesday, data from the COVID Tracking Project revealed. On Thursday, the new infections reported daily went up slightly to about 70,000, from over 66,000 the previous day, but the 7-day average number of cases remained down. Our weekly update is posted, and there's finally some good news. Nationally, cases are declining and the states with the worst outbreaks seem to be turning a corner. The COVID Tracking Project acknowledged Thursday evening via Twitter. The new death figures reported daily and their 7-day average is still going up but remained well below peak levels, the project further revealed. According to data maintained by Connor Kelly from the market firm Hanover Research, the daily average number of deaths reached its highest level around April 21 at 2,067. It had dropped to 968 on Wednesday, the latest day for which data was available at the time this report was submitted for publication, marking a decrease of more than 50% from the April 21 peak level. The number of new single-day fatalities peaked on May 7 at around 2,740. On Thursday, it stood at 1,291, which is less than half of the May 7 peak level. The 7-day moving average number of cases, deaths, and other data provide a clearer picture of the outbreak, given that new figures reported daily fluctuate. There is a lag of 3 weeks or more between infection and death, so the fatalities now could be representative of a high level of cases nearly a month ago. New cases reported each day peaked on July 17 at more than 77,000. As of Wednesday, COVID-19, coronavirus disease, had infected about 4.4 million U.S. residents and killed over 142,000 others, the tracking project showed. Echoing Team Apocalypse, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease official in the United States and a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, asserted on Tuesday that there are early indications that an outbreak could be looming in Indiana, in Ohio, Tennessee, TN, and Kentucky, KY. His comments came as infections across the country were beginning to drop. Except for Kentucky, Republican governors lead all of those states. Dr. Fauci told ABC's Good Morning America that a spike in the number of positive coronavirus tests in those states is a very early indication of a brewing outbreak. However, none of the states identified by Fauci were among the top five with the highest number of new infections reported Thursday, Worldometer data revealed. Tennessee was the only state to make the top 10, standing in 7th place. Ranked by new deaths reported Thursday, none of the states named by Fauci were among the top 10. Using the data maintained by Hanover Research, Breitbart News determined that the 7-day average number of new infections in Tennessee had increased to its highest level on Monday, 2,391. On Wednesday, Tennessee recorded its highest number of new daily infections, 4,333, dropping by more than 50% to 2,049 on the following day, the COVID Tracking Project revealed. Following a steady increase that led to the highest number of new deaths reported on Wednesday, 42, the 7-day average in Tennessee had remained relatively stable since July 23. Fatalities dropped by nearly 70% to 13 on Thursday. The COVID Tracking Project revealed that the 7-day average of new daily infections in Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky were either holding steady or had reached their peak and were going down as of Thursday. However, it is unclear whether that trend will hold. Ohio recorded its highest number of cases, 1,733, on Thursday, but the 7-day average of new infections remained below the peak level. Indiana saw its second highest number, 954, of new cases on Thursday. The 7-day average number of new deaths reported daily in Indiana and Kentucky had either remained stable or had begun to drop as of Thursday. In Ohio, the average number of fatalities appeared to be going up on Thursday. Still, The new daily fatality figures and their 7-day average remained well below peak levels on Thursday.